I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, scientists and Alaska hunters count bowhead whales passing the northernmost American town, and a South Dakota tribe declares a state of emergency over drugs and risks to public safety. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Scientists and Alaska hunters have been counting bowhead whales passing by the northernmost American town, Utqiagvik, for the past 2 months. It's part of a once-in-a-decade effort to evaluate the health of the population up north and support subsistence in the area. So far, the numbers seem to be on the rise. KNBA's Alaska Desk reporter Ayolna Nyden has more. A state of emergency was declared this week on the Rosebud Sioux Tribe Reservation in South Dakota. It was issued by the tribe's president, Kathleen Woodenknife. The declaration states it's due to threats posed by widespread methamphetamine and illicit drug use, trafficking, and related gun violence, which poses risks to public safety, community health, and tribal welfare. The tribe seeking increased patrol and investigation from federal agencies, cooperation from the community in reporting crimes, and urgent action to address law enforcement gaps. According to the Office of the President, this follows previous declarations issued in 2019 and 2024. 12 bike riders from the Cherokee Nation left this week from Tahlequah, Oklahoma for Cherokee, North Carolina to participate in this year's Remember the Removal Ride. The cyclists will join riders from the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians for the ride, which officially begins next week. The ride spans about 950 miles along the northern route of the Trail of Tears in Georgia and ends in Tahlequah on June 21st. The ride honors Cherokee ancestors who were forced to march in the late 1830s. Cyclists will visit several Cherokee gravesites and historic landmarks along the way. Their journey will be posted on the Remember the Removal Bike Ride on Facebook. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.